Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Alan Chambers was the last president of the 40-some-year-old organization Exodus International when he and the board, led by Pastor Clark Whitten, shut down the organization and shuttered this organization. He just now has come out with a book called My Exodus from Fear to Grace. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, I've known Alan Chambers for many years because he lives in Central Florida, and we spent a lot of time together working on different kinds of programs and being at various kinds of meetings. I've invited him to come and speak at different events, and he is someone who was the president of Exodus International. He became the president, and to everyone's surprise, I think, at least even those of us that knew him, he ultimately led the organization into an unexpected turn of events, and that was to literally shutter the doors of Exodus International. He's now come out with a book that is quite revealing with respect to his thinking and his theology, and we're going to talk about it today on Faith and Freedom.
Well, you know, I've been praying for Alan Chambers. He's not my enemy. He's not our enemy, but he is the enemy, unfortunately, of truth right now, and he is at enmity with God. The only thing that he has exited here is obedience to God, and he has done so in the name of grace. So he has said that, for instance, God is cool with same-sex marriage. He has now said that people can continue to practice homosexual behavior, that God will look the other way, no big deal, just keep doing it, that God's grace is so powerful that I guess it no longer somehow requires repentance and asking God for forgiveness of sin. You can just continue, according to Alan Chambers, to engage in whatever particular sin has a grip over your life. And it's really, really sad. And Janet Mefford, my friend, a nationally syndicated talk radio host, has written a great review of this book, in which she points out throughout where Alan Chambers doesn't even really go in and cite scripture a great deal in order. He just kind of makes up his own gospel message and it in order to effectively put his stamp of approval on his own former lifestyle of homosexuality.
Well, in the chapter E. Luther Ross, which is a way that he uses that for Eleutheros, which is a ministry that started at Calvary Assembly in Winter Park, where he ultimately began his employment with them and volunteerism and then employment, and then from there went on to Exodus International. There is in Central Florida a place called the Parliament House, which is a well-known homosexual hangout, or it's a gay bar, if you will. And so he talks about one night that he was there, and he said he heard this voice, Alan. He looked up from the bottom of his glass, wondering who said his name, and he said that he heard, "If you choose to stay here the rest of your life, I will love you." And he then goes on to talk about how that particular moment changed his life. He said that at the very end of this chapter, let me just read you, kind of get an idea where Alan's theology comes from. He says, "I tested the boundaries and limits of God's love and acceptance while testing out anonymous sexual partners. His boundaries, I concluded, were limitless. His grace was sufficient. Many years later, I would teach this at Exodus, telling an audience in 2012 that even when they found themselves lying next to someone with whom they'd had sex, but not taken the time to exchange names, to repeat this truth, quote, 'I am the righteousness of God in Christ,' close quote. It was this revelation that led me to make better choices. I mean, that's startling, Matt. What he is saying here is that your behavior does not have to change. Now, on the one hand, he has some things right, that God's grace is sufficient, that there's nothing you can do to merit salvation. But on the other hand, he says that he could still continue on having anonymous sex. Now, I'm not saying he's doing that, but he's saying that you could continue to carry on having anonymous sex with people you've never met before. While you're quoting the scripture verse, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ." I mean, that is just heretical. The fact of it is, let me be clear for what Alan says. Alan is not engaging, he says, in same-sex activity. He's married to Leslie. He says he still has these same-sex attractions, but he does not act on them. He has chosen to be celibate. But the problem is, people who are reading Alan's book will ultimately think there is no reason to change because no matter what I do, I can still quote that verse, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ," and I can continue on doing exactly what I've done before, and there absolutely will be and needs not be any change in my behavior or my life.
Well, there's something we have to reconcile here. Either the Apostle Paul is lying or wrong, or Alan Chambers is lying or just mistaken. Paul, Romans 6, 1 through 7, he asks, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?" Well, Alan Chambers says, yes, go ahead. And the sin is sufficient. I mean, grace is sufficient. Go ahead and continue in your sin. Well, here's the Apostle Paul's answer. He says, "May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him and through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." Well, Alan Chambers is saying, no, you can walk in the oldness of your fallen, former, sinful self. The Apostle Paul says, may it never be.
Yeah, now Alan says he has chosen not to engage in these activities, but he says, on the other hand, that there's no problem in having someone continue on in that same lifestyle because God's grace is still covering you. So the problem that will ultimately happen from this book is people will read the book and say, there's no reason to change. What difference does it make when I accept Jesus Christ because there is no difference to change? Now, put this aside from our relationship with Christ. Just put this in the context of your relationship, say, with your spouse. When you are in love with your spouse, your behavior will change. You can't say that you are in love with your spouse and dedicated to your wife or to your husband and say, I'm still going to sleep around with other men or other women. And it's okay because my wife will still continue to love me and I'll still continue to love her. You know, wake up call. I don't think that's what's going to happen. You're going to head for a collision and a divorce, and for good reason.
Well, you know, if the homosexual community is asking Alan Chambers, can I be a gay Christian and continue to openly practice homosexuality and engage in so-called same-sex marriage? Well, Alan Chambers says yes, but here's what the Apostle Paul says. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. If Alan Chambers were standing before Paul right now, Paul would rebuke him.
Yeah, you know, the fact is we make mistakes. We are not perfect, and we make mistakes. Christ will cover those mistakes. However, the thief stops stealing. The liar stops lying. The person who's engaged in adultery stops committing adultery. There is a change in your behavior. Not to say you're not going to stumble here or there, but there is a change in your behavior because of the power of the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. It's unfortunate here that Alan Chambers has gone this particular direction. There are other organizations that have now risen up to replace Exodus International that are true to the fact that there is hope for change, that Jesus Christ can change any person's life. You haven't fallen too low. You haven't done too much. but that the grace of Jesus Christ can cover your sins. But also, that love is compelling, and that relationship is life-changing. You can change, and you will change directions. You'll become from old to new, from light to dark. Once you were blind, now you can see. Once you were lost, and now you are found through the power and the relationship of Jesus Christ. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.